My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else. Previously on Arrow.
Time to choose, Oliver. Who lives and who dies? Because in 30 seconds, I will shoot them both.
You got what you came for!
I guess you made your choice. Time's up.
No!
Are you still better than me? I'll kill you.
No, Brother Roy. You'll kill for me.
Where'd you get the Mirakuru?
It was a gift. A gift I would use to save this city from itself.
Oh, it is that time again. It is the Arrow Show. It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy, along with DJ Wicked.
What's up, everybody?
We got another host.
Yep.
All the way from Sydney, Australia.
Yes, I'm here.
Her name is Anna, and she's finally joining us, and she's been trying to join us for the longest time, but we finally got all the technical difficulties out of the way, and it is, Sunday morning at, 7? I think it's,
Just quarter past 7, 7:15.
7:15. And do you normally get up this early?
On a Sunday morning.
Well,
for you, yes.
Yes. So everybody that's listening right here on Variety Radio Online, and of course, I Watch Mike, the Arrow show is back. Brand new episode aired on Wednesday night on the CW. And like I said, we got a new host, Anna. She goes by on Twitter as Traveler15. So if you want to check her out, she also does reviews, recaps on the VRO.com. She does them for Arrow and The Tomorrow People. So if you're a fan of those two shows and you want to read and see what she's got, go to the VRO.com and she posts her articles there every week, right? Pretty much?
That's right, every week.
Awesome. So before we get into the show, I know you have a special shout out to somebody, right?
Yes, I do. I just want to wish James Bamford and his wife a really big congratulations. They just had a baby daughter yesterday named Jade, so I hope they're all doing well. And that's really great news for the Arrow stunt team.
And so is he part of the stunt team or like head of the stunt team?
He's the coordinator on the show who arranges all the stunts and everything for the show.
And for us, two guys that are on the receiving end of that, there's some pretty good stuff on that. We definitely like the action. So kudos to that.
Yeah. He's a great stunt guy.
Awesome. So let's get into the show. The show is called Arrow Blast Radius. And we're pretty much going to talk about the highlights and all the good stuff. Don't forget, people, if you're a fan of the show, you can always email us at mikethemovieguy@gmail.com and let us know what you think of Arrow. And don't forget, on Variety Radio Online, on Blog Talk Radio, and I Watch Mike on blogtalkradio.com, you can go on there and you can check out some of the past shows and get caught up and all that good stuff. So in this episode, we pretty much kick off the highlight. And this is something, Anna, we wanted to bring. And this is going to be cool because before it's just two guys. Now we have a girl. So there's a lot of times where we're like, do girls think that's cool? And we don't know. So now that we have you, I think Wicked and I are going to use you for a lot of these answers. So I hope you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready. I hope.
So in this episode, we see Arrow chasing the serious bad dude. He pretty much catches him. And the first thing he's asking is about the skull mask, dude. And we have a clip right here. And we have something to ask you, Anna, when you hear this. Hit the clip.
The man in the skull mask. Who is he?
I don't know.
You're the biggest street dealer in Crescent Circle. You know everything that goes on over there. Who is he?
I ain't seen the guy before. I mean, the skull mask, are you freaking kidding me? Come on, man, I'm still on parole.
Not anymore. Anymore.
So we had to bring something up. Anna, was it just us? Did it seem Arrow's voice was just a little bit more angrier?
Yes, I would say so. Very deeper than normal.
Now, is it because he's wearing the mask that Barry gave him? Or do you think he's just... He almost sounds, and I hate to say this because we're fans of the show, Wicked brought it up, so just in case the fans want to get mad at somebody, he sounded constipated. Like he's
like, tell me where the drug dealer is, the skull mask.
I think he's just frustrated because you can't find out who the guy is under that skull mask, and he's having no luck after 5 weeks of a hiatus break.
Hey, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
He's frustrated. Because we couldn't figure out. Because as soon as it aired, and he and I got here, I was like, "You got to get that clip because he sounds so mad, almost like the Dark Knight kind of Christian Bale a little bit." But that makes sense.
It's meant to be set 5 weeks after the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's been 5 weeks looking for this guy he can't find.
Okay.
So he's just frustrated.
Very angry.
He's getting angry and frustrated, and also Felicity's not around as either. He's in Central City.
So do you think... Okay, so you think that when he's getting this bad guy, he's mad, he's also, right at that moment, mad that Felicity's not there helping out?
Yes, because in the next scene, you'll see why.
That is true, because Mr. Barry... Uh-huh. So, of course, in the next scene, we see that Felicity is not at the lab. So she's been visiting Barry, and it's obvious that Oliver's not happy, especially when he comes to Diggs and ask where she's at, and Diggs is like, she ain't here. Was it just me? Did Diggs not seem like he had a very big role in this episode?
He had more of a role this time.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. He was there as... Yeah, he had a bit more of a role.
Wicked, what do you think?
Maybe a little bit. It's like they're adding on.
He just found the bomb.
They're just adding on every now and then. He had time out last time because he went after that guy. Kind of just barged in.
Well, that's what Wicked and I have been talking about in the past shows, that Diggs, it seemed like, I'm a big fan of Diggs. In the beginning of the season, he seemed like a big part of it. And then we noticed that the first time he got his feelings hurt is when the Black Canary kind of puts him in his place.
Yep.
And then when Oliver finally gives him the opportunity to go out and go fight somebody, he goes into Cyrus's apartment and gets his ass kicked. And gets thrown out the window, and Oliver has to save him.
Yeah.
And we just feel that it's just poor Diggs has just been getting knocked down, that he's just, we don't know if he still has his self-confidence. I don't know what it is. He just doesn't seem the tough Diggs from the beginning of season one.
I'm sure they're going to bring something out for him again.
They
have to. But at the moment, he's a sparring person between Felicity and Oliver, I think, in this episode.
Oh, definitely. I think he's definitely... There's a lot of awkward moments I saw for Diggs. He's just like, either you're going to sleep together and get it over with, or you guys need to shut up or something. I don't know. So we find out that, of course, Felicity is down over there visiting Barry. Do you think at that moment, and do you guys think that Oliver is jealous?
Oh, yes, very much.
Wicked?
Yeah, he is.
Jealous?
Yeah, big time.
Yes.
Jealous because... Because we find out later on the episode, of course, that, you know, he needs her, but jealous because he really needs her as a partner and to work? Or do you really honestly feel that Oliver really has a thing for Felicity?
He has a thing for her. His feelings are starting to come out, but he doesn't know how to show them yet.
Okay, Wicked, what do you...
He's jealous of it.
I have to agree with
her. Really?
She's pretty much right on that one.
And I have to say, I'm a big Olicity fan.
Oh, I know you are. On Twitter. And people that didn't know, because we learned that term when we first talked to you, that Olicity is Oliver and Felicity put together. For everybody that didn't know that, and for those of you who did, yes, Wicked and I are that slow, and we didn't get so thank you, Anna. So, of course, we're still dealing with that part there. And then, of course, Diggs realizes that, you know, Oliver is still moody, and you know, of course, Oliver makes the comment saying, if you knew about the drug and what I've seen and what it can do and blah, blah, blah. And Wicked and I have talked about this in the past. Even then, Wicked, he tells him that, because Wicked and I have always said that Oliver hides a lot of stuff from Diggs.
Yeah.
And Wicked and I are like, does he not trust him? Does he not think that he's at his level? But even right there, instead of going and telling what's going on, he still tells him, if you knew what I knew. And Diggs is kind of like waiting, like a little puppy, like, well, tell me.
Yeah.
And Oliver doesn't. Do you think, what do you think about that, Anna? Do you think that, is he totally, I don't know. We don't know why he doesn't open up
more. I think he trusts Diggs, but I think it's just Oliver himself. He can't share yet because he's been on that island for 5 years,
right?
And he's had to deal with a lot on his own, and I think he's still going through that process. He has to let other people in, and he can't yet.
When is that going to happen? Because he hasn't really let anybody. He tried to. I mean, he did sleep with Laurel, like a couple when Tommy was still alive.
Yeah, but we're just in season two. If we want to have a few more seasons, it'll happen.
So do you think? So do you think it's going to happen in season three where he's going to start, or do you think? Or you think it's going to be one of these moments where it's going to be later down the road?
Well, he opens up occasionally every now and again and lets him in.
Right.
So. It'll happen.
I think the first person that he's really going to open up to is going to be Roy.
You think?
Yeah, because he's going to need him.
So they're going to have a kind of bond.
Yeah.
Because see, now Anna, so Wicked brings this up because are you a fan? Do you read comics? Do you read Green Arrow? Are you aware of all the stuff?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just learning.
No, and
we go along.
I'm in your boat. I'm the same way, and that's what I liked about having Wicked because he's a fan of comics, and every once in a while he'll find some research stuff in. And last couple of episodes, he's brought up the Teen Titans and Deathstroke and all these other different characters and everything else. So I guess since Roy got injected with that thing, of course, I didn't know if you knew this, Anna, but apparently Roy turns into Red Arrow.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Figured that out.
Yeah, and so he turns into that, and then I'm assuming Green Arrow, a.k.a. Arrow, a.k.a. Oliver, is going to have to sit down and pretty much teach him the ropes,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that does happen in future episodes.
Oh, okay, see, so maybe that might maybe Wicked, you are kind of seeing something there that maybe that will be the first person
that he opens up to
is Roy, mm-hmm. the kind of, because Roy's going to be messed up. You can obviously see that Roy's going through his stuff. So, of course, while that's going on, we get a flashback, and of course, this is a sad flashback, because we see, and I say sad because I'm a fan of Slade. Anna, I don't know how are you with Slade? Are you a fan of Slade?
Yeah, he's okay.
He has his moment.
But I'm talking about not evil Slade. I'm talking about before. Like he's a good guy.
He was a good guy, yes, before he turned bad.
But now that he's turned, you're not a fan of him.
Nah, not so much. He's evil.
Yeah, I think she's right.
He's still a good guy. I think
He was.
So in the flashback, we see Sarah and Oliver and Slade burying Shadow, and Slade is not happy at all. And, of course, Slade tries to give Oliver the green hood, and once that happens, pretty much Oliver says, no, she'd want you to have it. And then, of course, Slade says, she cared for you, brother. That was kind of sad there for me.
It was sad.
She doesn't care. Anna, you don't care about Slade at all, do you?
No, but it was sad. It was emotional.
I mean, you could tell. I mean, I felt for the dude.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering when Oliver said, no, you can have it, and he's like, no, you can, she cared for you, and then he takes it. I'm not a fan of Oliver on the island. I still think he's douchebag, Oliver. I like Ollie when he comes back from the island, but I don't know why he took it. I would have been like, no, dude. You knew. I mean, he could have, but by taking it, I don't know. I think that kind of stabbed Slade in the heart even more. I don't know. It confirmed it. Like, you're what? You're right. She did care for me more. let me keep the hood. So I don't know. I don't know. But one thing that I wanted to bring up to you guys, and Wicked, maybe you know. I don't know. But when Sarah's explaining to Oliver on how Slade is and that he's not mentally kind of right, and we shouldn't tell him the truth how. You know, Shadow died. She mentions that this drug that people take, the ones that survived, are pretty much the ones that are really and not good because that their bones and their minds kind of get messed up and they turn into someone else. Now, when she mentions the bones, do any of y'all know what she meant by that? Because I could see the mind thing because Slade is definitely not mindset, but the bones thing, I don't know if that's a comic book thing where...
Well, Cyrus Gold, he turns into that zombie person where his body starts decaying. So,
right.
So I think it's just different effects that the drug takes on tall people.
Right.
Like just, I guess your body decays, your bones.
Because Cyrus was supposed to have turned into a zombie kind of decayed super villain.
Yeah.
What do you think, Anna? Any idea of the bones thing, or are you just as lost as I am?
No, not really. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I was I was kind of like, I wrote it down. I was like, bones and minds. I don't know.
Well, because it increases your strength, it's going to increase your mind power. So if you feel angry, you're going to feel it like 10 times worse.
Okay.
So you won't be able to control your emotions.
So it's kind of like the pain. It's just like almost the Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. So once that flashback happens, we see Miss Laurel popping pills. Good old popping pills, Laurel. And she's doing her thing. And, of course, she is determined to do some investigation on Sebastian Blood. Everybody thinks that her and... let me ask you, everybody thinks that they're together. Her dad, Oliver, everybody.
Yeah.
Do you guys think, does Laurel think that she's in a relationship with this dude, or is she not in a relationship? I mean, it's obvious that Sebastian Blood thinks they're talking, right? That's what I gather. Like, I think he wishes they're, I don't know. I don't know if Sebastian Blood is using her because she's part of the district attorney and stuff like that. Because Wicked, I know in the past you've always said that Sebastian Blood, being Brother Blood, his one of his evil powers, he's great at influencing and manipulating people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't know if Laurel is undercover or does she really like Sebastian Blood, but she's trying to find crap so she can like him. I don't know. What do you guys think?
She doesn't like him.
She doesn't.
No, I think she's undercover because she does think there's something suspicious with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the blood, and she's using him so she can find out some more information. And she knows he had a connection with Cyrus Gold, so what's that connection?
Mm-hmm.
But then when she goes to his office and they're talking, and then she kind of hits him a couple of times with some body blows, and he explains that when I was a little boy, I saw my father kill my mama, and then as the last time I saw my parents, all that stuff, and then she loses it. She starts crying and everything else. For a moment there, I thought, oh, maybe he is a nice guy and I'm just a stupid, dumb girl.
But she still goes back and investigates and finds information out.
Yeah, I think she's trying to find the information to find out if he's a good guy to date. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think she would still do him if he wasn't bad.
Or maybe she's just really emotional because all the pills she's taking.
That's true.
She started crying.
She is moody. I'm not a fan of Laurel.
Tommy. Tommy.
Do you like Laurel, Anna?
Not really, no.
Now, do you not like her because, I mean, what was it, when the show started and you're watching, was there a certain moment where you were like, yeah, I'm not a fan of her anymore?
She was okay in the beginning, but she hasn't had a lot to do in the show lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her character's not strong.
Okay.
It needs to be stronger, and it just hasn't got it. But this episode, she's got a little bit more.
Right.
And I do know the next episode, she does get some more, she gets more into it.
Right.
But I won't go into details there.
Gotcha.
There's just something about her. I don't like her.
So it's nothing like she screwed over Oliver. I mean, let me ask you a question. Anna, what did you think when Laurel was dating Tommy, and then all of a sudden one night Oliver goes home with her and they do the do? Were you like, yay, those two are going to be together? Or did you think that she was bad for Oliver?
No, I didn't want them to be together again.
Really?
They weren't suited for each other. They've broken up so many times. Bad relations. Shouldn't go back.
Now, do you think that she was perfect with Tommy, or do you think that was just a messed up relationship?
I think they did well, Tommy and her, because Tommy had changed over the time.
True.
Years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they suited each other.
Okay. So the next thing we see that there's this party at the club, and they're kind of talking with Sebastian Blood, and there's people there, and Oliver sees Laurel with Sebastian. Now, do you guys think that Oliver is kind of like a little jealous that Laurel's hanging out with Sebastian?
I don't think that.
You don't think that
no,
at all?
No, I think he's feeling happy for her that she has found someone and moved on.
And also his mentality is like, I can get that whenever.
That is true. Oliver's like, yeah, go ahead. I'm Oliver Queen. You know who I am? I own this club. That makes sense. So the next thing we got going on is during this party, we have Thea, who I am definitely not a fan of. And DJ Wicked, you are not a fan of Thea. Are you a fan of Thea, the sister, Anna?
Not a great deal either.
Good. I agree. So in this scene, she walks up to Oliver, and Oliver asks her about Roy, and we have a clip right here. So, Wicked, hit that thing.
Nice speech, Ollie. I know you cared so much about politics.
Well, I care about the city, and Sebastian has become something of a friend.
He's got a way of doing that, apparently.
It's very cute. Speaking of which, how's Roy?
Handsome, brooding, usual.
Why is my boyfriend such a topic of interest?
Well, Thea, his idol put an arrow in him, and I just wanted to make sure there weren't any lingering issues.
Oh, my God. Now that I think about it, you know, he did something completely out of character this morning.
What?
He showed up for work on time.
Oh, Lord. So the reason why we wanted to play that, Anna, was is that do you think, because Wicked, you had something to say about, because in the last, in the episode where he gets injected and Oliver, as the arrow, takes him back home and puts him in Thea's bed or his bed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I know you mentioned, do you, Anna, think, and I think we've talked about this, Wicked and I, do you think Roy knows who Oliver's, is the arrow? Do you know, do you think he's onto it?
I think he has his suspicions.
Mm-hmm.
That he thinks it's Oliver.
Right.
Yes, I do.
Because I know Wicked, you thought as soon as he put him in that bed, Roy's like, no one knew how to put me here to this bed except Oliver.
Yeah.
So.
I think he knows.
Oh. See, I'm still on the fence on that. I'm not sure if he's Roy smart enough. I'm just saying.
He could be now.
He could be now. Maybe he is now. Because now, with Oliver talking to Thea, it's obvious, which I don't understand. If Oliver is so wound up about this drug, okay, why isn't he watching Roy more? He knows that Roy has it in him. He knows that Roy's capable. Why isn't he, like, literally next to Roy going, instead of going, have you noticed anything different about Roy? I mean, like, why wouldn't he be watching him?
Maybe because he knows Roy is happy with his sister. So, because you know how, like, maybe the drug influences whatever you're feeling?
Right.
And I guess Deathstroke was going through so much pain, so it just influenced that. Like, it made it 10 times worse.
Kind of like ecstasy.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, yeah, you never did ecstasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're happy, you're happy. When you're mad, you're mad.
Okay.
Again, it's a different show.
He hasn't shown any effects yet. So.
That is true. But you would think he'd be, if you're dating my sister, I'm going to be more worried about you dating my sister than a bomber going around.
But I'm sure behind the scenes he is watching and seeing what's going on.
Probably so. He's probably got Felicity watching with cameras.
No, she hasn't been working.
Oh, that's right. She hasn't been working. So, of course, once that happens, so I'm kind of curious what's gonna happen with that. I hope to, because I know Wicked, at the end of the day, and we didn't talk about it when we first started, you weren't a fan of this episode at all.
No, not really.
And you expected more to happen.
Yeah.
And Anna, I don't know how you feel about it. Wicked, when he called me up, he was like, did you watch Arrow? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, what'd you think? I'm like, don't talk about it now. Talk about it on the show. he expected for it to come back as a cliffhanger with The Flash and Roy and mid-season finale and coming back. He expected a lot more. He expected more of a bang, like, whoa moments. Did you feel the same way, or were you happy with this episode, or what?
The episode was fine. We knew it was, because it's 5 weeks later. It's not like straight after the last episode. You've got to remember that.
Wicked.
Well, I understand that, but then I just thought that Roy would do more than what he's doing now.
Well, it's true. And like Wicked,
he starts to do more next episode.
Yeah.
She's got the inside.
So he'll start next episode.
There you go, Wicked.
And they've got to build up, so. Yeah.
So that's what go ahead, what?
But one thing I'm finding, why is Oliver so chummy with Blood all of a sudden as he's like his best friend?
See, that's
his power, though. That's Blood's power.
And see, that's what Wicked's been saying about Sebastian Blood since day one that he's been in. He was like, dude, this guy is such a smooth talker in his character in the comics, right?
Mm-hmm.
He can talk his way into anything, get anybody to like him. He just has that charismatic way with people. So I don't know if he's using that on Arrow, but it's obvious in the commercial, and you probably know, Anna, that it's Laurel definitely go. It's obvious next week she goes to the Arrow and says, you can't trust this dude.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if Arrow's going to be like, Laurel, you still like me, shut up. Or is he really going to say, you know, yeah, this guy is nuts. So I don't know. Because you have something, do you have it on your phone about, what was that website, or you already deleted it? The one with the guy talked about what he expected the episode to be.
Oh, yeah. I got to pull that up again.
You got to pull that up again. Yeah, when you find it, let me know. This guy wrote in some, what was it, a comic book forum?
Yeah, it's called Comic Vine.
Comic Vine. And and you know, and for like Anna, she, I would totally agree with you, Anna. I think when Wicked, when I told Wicked I watched it and I was like, I actually liked it. He was like, dude, it was so boring. And I'm like, it's got to build up, you know. And I think coming out, I mean, I think everybody expected this wow moment since, you know, the last one we did was such, you know, the last one with Flash and everything was so good. I think everybody was hoping that it would be the same way, and it wasn't.
But every episode can't be a wow episode.
True. Totally agree. Totally.
I just thought they were going to build on top of that. Like, just show a little bit more, maybe not too much. I didn't think it was going to be just dragged out.
We had some stunt motorbike scenes.
Oh, that's true.
One little scene.
In the beginning.
One, two, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because to me, I mean, honestly, you know, if there's not any wow moments, there's always badass fight scenes. I mean, this series has definitely got its action, and I liked it. But yeah, I think for me, it was a very calm before the storm episode for me, and which means I think it's going to get better. It's going to build up, like, of course it is. But yeah, I mean, I think the one motorcycle scene when he rode side saddle, okay, that was cool, but...
Yes. That was cool.
But it was just one for me. There wasn't... I mean, I don't think he fought anybody, did he? Yeah, he didn't even fight anybody. And, you know, so yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But either way, I know that this one was going to be... I was cool with this one. Wicked, you wanted more. You expected more. That person on that website there expected more. I think a lot of people probably thought, what? That's it? But you can't always be wild every episode.
I want to.
I know you want to, DJ Wicked. I know you want to. So once that happens, where are we at now? Then we meet the crazy dude, crazy talk guy that's in the van, which we find out his username on the computer is Shrapnel, which DJ Wicked actually found Anna a picture of Shrapnel on how he is in the comics, and he looks nothing like the comic book. I mean, he looks gray. He looks like rock, shrapnel, metal, and I think I'm going to send you this picture, Anna, so you can see it.
Yep.
Because I think some people were complaining, and even Wicked, you were saying that this villain sucked balls. Like, you were not happy at all.
No, he was boring, and a lot of other people thought that as well.
Really? On the forums or the Facebook page? Where did you go?
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I didn't. I was hoping this guy would be a little bit more, because you know every other villain that we've had, to Vertigo, to the doll maker, everybody else was a little eerie, kind of.
Well, even the guy in the subway was cooler than this dude.
All the computers.
Yeah.
What do you think, Anna? Do you think that this villain was...
He wasn't scary.
Wasn't. I agree.
No.
Yeah, it was kind of boring. But...
He was more of a terrorist than anything.
Yeah. He was a terrorist.
And he wasn't very good either, because, you know, Oliver figured out everything.
Yeah.
With Felicity's help. So let's see what else. So we of course we meet this guy, and he's going around blowing up stuff because he's not a fan of the government. And of course Diggs and Oliver walk into the lab while all this building stuff is blowing up and everything else. They tap into the police line, which of course Diggs admits he's not good at it because Felicity's not there because she's visiting Barry. And then Oliver turns into Arrow and he heads off to the exploding building, rescues some people and saves everybody. Then we get a flashback where we see Slade. He is really jacked up and angry and wants to head to the plane with Sarah and Oliver to gear up to find Dr. Ivo and cut him up into little pieces for killing Shadow. And Sarah pretty much jumps in there and says that's not a smart idea. He's got hundreds of men. He'll kill us, blah, blah, blah. And then Slade gets pissed off at Sarah. Oliver steps in and bam! With the kung fu grip, Slade grabs Oliver's throat. Do you think he would have killed him if Sarah wouldn't have been there?
Most probably.
Really?
Wicked, yeah.
Wicked, what do you think?
He was zoned out.
He was. He wasn't out there.
What he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not good. So let me ask you a question. Let's put it out there, everybody. Do you guys think, and the listeners think, do you think that, you see how Slade is? What about Roy? Is Roy capable of losing it and doing something to Thea?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't.
Is he happy?
Yeah. It doesn't have that anger.
So emotions play a big part in the miracle cuckoo drug.
I think in the beginning, the process of your body taking it and I guess evolving.
Well, it's obvious because Roy turns into Red Arrow and Red Arrow's got no problems, right?
Yeah.
He's a superhero.
Yeah, he's fine.
So I guess we can see in the future that he's going to be. So maybe it is. Maybe you guys are right. Maybe it is that if you're a happy person and have happy thoughts, you'll be a happy hero.
Because that's what Oliver said in a few episodes past. he said the drug can either make you turn evil, or depending where you are in your stage of life, if you're happy, it can turn to make another turn.
Okay. All right. Well, then that makes sense.
And because Slade is so angry because of Shadow,
that's why
he's turning so evil.
He's got some serious issues.
Yes.
That makes...
So with Roy, it's not happening yet.
That makes sense. Maybe that's why Oliver is not so worried about Thea and her situation. Maybe so. So what else? What else happens? So once he starts choking him, Oliver shows the flashback goes back, and we see that Oliver is back at the office, and Diggs is kind of giving him some information about this bomber dude guy, and how he's not a fan of the government. And then guess who walks in? Me and DJ Wicked's ex-girlfriend Felicity.
Yes.
She's so hot. And then Oliver, it seems that he's very happy she's back. Did y'all notice that? Did you notice that? He kind of got all... And even Diggs is like, hey, my chopped liver. Can I go on a mission while y'all are hanging out? No? Okay. Do you guys think that Felicity noticed how happy Oliver... Because, okay, Anna, you're a girl.
Yes.
You saw...
she did notice
okay.
It. You could tell he was happy to see her.
It was kind of awkward. See, now,
it was awkward.
Now I'm going to throw something out at you, Anna, and I want you to tell me if you think this is true, because Wicked's been saying this for a very long time. He thinks that in the show, like the series, that
yep.
Oliver and Felicity have already slept together, because that's why they're so awkward towards each other. He's like, dude, they've slept together. I'm like, they haven't. He's like, dude.
No.
You don't think they have?
Together yet, no.
Wicked?
The tension's still building up.
I don't know.
What happened?
Wicked is like, dude, they've slept together.
Why the awkwardness? Why so much?
And see, Anna, the reason why he says that is because he has a lot of awkward moments with some of the girls he knows. And when I see him, I'm like, dude, why are you acting like Oliver? I was like, oh, you slept
but
with her.
Oliver doesn't know his feelings towards her, and there's so much tension building up there, and he gets jealous when she goes off with somebody else.
And down there. He's got a lot of pressure everywhere.
Yeah.
So, and he doesn't know what he wants. Felicity would like to have something with him, but she knows he doesn't, so she's going elsewhere.
Now, Anna, do you think, I want to know your girl answer, and then I want to know your Arrow business answer. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think Oliver should date and be with Felicity, the girl version, like your heart?
Yes.
Okay, now... the writer in you of Arrow, and you're like, okay, you analyze everything. Do you think business-wise should they get together?
Business-wise, it's not a good thing to do.
Okay. And why do you think it's not, business-wise?
Because if something happens in the relationship down the track, it's going to be very awkward to continue working together.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a distraction, right?
She is a big distraction to him at the moment.
Could you imagine if they were dating? Because Wicked and I have talked about this. Like, if they really got together and she got kidnapped, he would lose his mind.
Well, he's already sort of done that when the Count kidnapped her.
Did capture her, and then she went over there. Yeah.
He ran straight away off and didn't even think about his mother's trial.
Nope.
He had to go and rescue her.
That shows that he likes her better than his own mom.
Well, the mom's safe because she's locked up, so.
Yeah, we're not a fan of mom. Are you a fan of mom?
Okay.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. She has too many secrets.
She's got secrets. Wicked can't stand her.
Oliver has too. Everyone's got secrets.
Yeah, but the mom is just like, she's just evil. She had Oliver's dad killed.
It was Malcolm.
No, it wasn't Malcolm. It was mom. Mom had something to do with it.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think one of the episodes, they kind of say that she had more to do with it than she actually did. It was like towards the end of...
Yeah, I swear, because she had admitted. She was like, yeah, I had the boat go down and blah, blah, blah. Like, no, she's evil.
Better have some evil people in the show. They can't all be good.
I'm just saying, no, you definitely have to have evil, but I'm just saying that I think mom definitely sprays her fairy dust on fans, and it's like, I love my children. But you can't forget that she did all this stuff, you know. And she blew up the Glades with Malcolm. She knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah, she did. But then she did come out and confess and take the rap for it.
because she didn't want a life sentence. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Mom. I'm just, okay. I wish she'd blow up. Her and Thea.
Shrapnel. That's your job, Shrapnel.
That's your job. Your next hit. So, of course, so while all that stuff's going down, Laurel shows up at Sebastian's office, and that's where she tries to break him. We kind of talked about it, where he kind of confesses to his parents, and there's that moment where she starts crying and feels bad and blah, 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 and everything else. And I don't know. We all agree that she's undercover.
Yes.
But I don't know if... I don't know if Laurel's smart enough to go undercover. I think she is, but I think her emotions kind of get in the way at times.
She has the drugs.
But she's got the drugs. She's popping pills. That'll focus her.
Yep.
That'll keep her focused. And then, of course, we see Roy and Thea at the moment at the club having a moment, and that's when she goes up to him. And this is what Wicked and I were talking about off the show when we were watching it. Why we hate Thea is that, is it just us, Anna? But doesn't Thea always, well, we think, is that Thea always has to make everything about her?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
It is about her.
Yes.
But she's only 18, remember?
Oh, Anna, why you gotta do that?
Well, she's young.
So that's how 18. It is.
if you're young, you get away with it.
Well, don't they always? A lot of them.
Actually, you're right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. In America, they do, and I'm sure they do it in Australia.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I guess that's it. Yeah, because every time we watch it, she says, "Is it me, Roy?" It's always about her. It's always about her, you know?
And don't forget, she's a little rich girl, too.
That is true. So
she's always had her way.
Yeah, daddy's little girl.
And she is Malcolm's daughter.
Yes.
I can't wait to...
And now she runs a club, and hey, she gets what she wants.
Kind of like what is those, Paris Hilton chicks? Yeah. Kim Kardashian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Moving right along. Then the glass falls off the... Because they're about to get busy in a Burger King bathroom. And all of a sudden, the glass falls on his arm and it gets cut. And we see that he's healing pretty fast, like Wolverine. Not as fast as Wolverine, but he's healing kind of fast. Of course, Thea doesn't see that. And then we see Detective Lance meeting up with Arrow. And they're kind of exchanging favors and kind of talking about stuff. And then all of a sudden, a building blows up in the background, and Arrow jumps on his Arrow bike and heads off to find out what's going on. And, of course, he's got Felicity on the earpiece. He's chasing the bomber guy. She loses the bomber van because of some technical difficulties. And Arrow comes back, Wicked, and he's pretty pissed off. And we have a little sum-sum right here.
What happened?
He's using cellular technology to detonate his bombs. Clearly, his expertise extends to obscuring that signal.
Felicity, your expertise was supposed to trump his.
What?
Excuse me? If you have something to say to me, Oliver, say it.
People are dying. So I would like you to pull your head out of Central City and get back in the game.
Sure, right after you get yours out of your ass.
Excuse me?
All right. Maybe we should just take a breath here.
No, wait. I want to know, what exactly was that crack about Central City meant to imply?
When the first bomb went off, you weren't here. When the second bomb went off, you sent me the wrong way.
After, you didn't catch him in the first place.
Don't blame me, because you didn't have it tonight.
I need some air.
You go get some air, Felicity. So, I was pretty... There's
risk
more.
Of me getting my head knocked off.
Uh-oh.
Playing the blame game is not going to help us catch this son of a bitch.
Neither is doing things halfway.
Don't you think what's going on here, Oliver? You think she was distracted? So she wasn't giving it her all?
She almost ran me into a bus. Diggle, what do you think?
I think you didn't have a problem with Felicity's performance until she met Barry Allen.
Oh! Diggs! Being a scholar. So let me ask you a question, Anna and
yes.
DJ Wicked. Did Oliver have the right to come in and yell at my girlfriend?
No, he didn't. But he was just peeved off.
He was very peeved off.
Pissed off, because things did not go right.
Absolutely.
Blame Felicity.
I don't know. I was very upset. I'm not gonna lie. I was bad. Wicked. Do you think he had the right, or you think
he didn't have the right? He just thought he did.
Because
they
slept together,
jealous.
Right?
That's what I felt like.
See, Wicked's like, he's not... See, you can't see what I'm seeing. He's like nodding his head. He's like, because they slept together. That's why he's mad.
Oh, they didn't stay together. So he's jealous because he thinks she's still thinking of Barry.
But see, but is it safe to say there, because honestly, when he came in there, she said he's using this this signal and blah, blah, blah and everything else. But isn't it kind of selfish on Oliver to...
Yes, it is.
Right? It is, right? He's being kind of a spoiled douchebag.
Maybe he can do this, because she did this to him when the whole Isabel thing was going on. Remember that moment they had?
You know what? That is true.
They're doing it to each other. Now they are.
Because yeah. Isabel, the Terminator chick,
yeah.
She couldn't stand her.
Nope.
Oh, that's right. When she went to the hotel room, uh-huh. And she was there, and she's like, oh, gotta go. See you later. Touche, Oliver. Touche. Well, I guess it's obvious. We all know, and the fans know, that they're gonna have a moment.
They will.
Now, do you think, let me ask you a question, Anna, you're a girl. Do you think they're just gonna kiss, or do you think they're gonna sleep together?
There'll be a kiss first. They're not going to put them together. It's a CW show.
No, but I'm talking about, like, they're going to... I mean, no. It's obvious. What's-her-face, Isabel, was sleeping in his room and got up. I mean, so do you think you're going
to... I think with these two, they'll just put them together and they'll have a tender moment and a kiss, and then it'll go on from there.
So there's not going to be no romp in the bed like Isabel.
I don't think so.
No Burger King moment like Thea.
Yeah, no Burger King moment in the Burger King bathroom. Yeah, in this episode, I mean, in that scene right there, I was pretty pissed off. I was like, Oliver, dude, come on, don't be a douche. Don't be a douche. Don't blame it on her.
But she holds her own with him.
Yes.
She doesn't sit back.
She does a better job than Diggs does to him.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
What is up with Diggs? Even Diggs is like, I'm just in case I get hit in the face. Like, dude, Diggs, come on, man. I don't know what...
Felicity's standing up to him, which is good to see.
In the
season one, she didn't.
No, she didn't. She was very awkward. Now, that's why Wicked always says, that's why they slept together. So, all right. So, next we see Sebastian Blood go on TV. And he pretty much invites the whole entire city to a unity rally to kind of show that we will not be pushed around, Bomber. And, of course, Arrow isn't happy about that and decides to go and talk to Sebastian Blood and kind of tell him. But, of course, Sebastian Blood uses his Jedi mind tricks and is like, I'm not going to back down just like you don't. And then Arrow's like, okay, you're right. You know, and so, quick. He didn't even fight for it. So that happens. And then Felicity figures out where the bomber is and tracks down his stuff and how good she really is and finds the location of the bomber store. Arrow goes there and pretty much walks in, and there's, like, lasers all around him. And with the help of Felicity, of course, he is able to escape and head over to the Unity rally. And Diggs finds the bomb. Now, let me ask you a question, because I'm missing something, Wicked and Anna. Did Diggs find the bomb... because it was Felicity's help, or did he just actually just open up a speaker and, by the luck of grace, found it?
But he was checking all speakers around the area at the rally, and then he came across this particular speaker.
Okay, so he was okay. Because when I watched, I must have blinked because I was like, "Wait, how did Diggs find this?" So he was checking around. Okay, good. That makes sense now. And then, of course, once all that stuff happens, Diggs finds the bomb. The bomber shoots Diggs, which he is not a very good assassin, or he shot Diggs in his shoulder. I really thought he would have shot him in the chest, but I don't want Diggs to die, but I just couldn't believe. I was like, dude, you're supposed to be like this killer and you shot him in the shoulder. So I don't know. Once that happens, all hell breaks loose. This metal light fixture falls and it almost kills Mom, DJ Wicked. We almost lose her, which would have been awesome. But Roy jumps in, saves the day, falls on his back. And Thea sees this, and so she's kind of freaked out. Arrow's chasing the bomber. That they have a moment, and the bomber's about to... He's not a very smart bomber. Like, if you see his picture, you're like, yes, you look like an awesome villain. But this guy's holding the detonator in his hand with the long strip wire, and then he knows that Arrow can pretty much kill a flea with his arrow, and Arrow shoots the little cord, and that's it. I don't know. What do you think, Anna?
I don't think he was thinking that Arrow was going to shoot the cord.
Really?
No. Because he's that silly. He's stupid.
He was. You know what? And yeah, maybe he was just so dumb that he did. Yeah, because I was like, really? And then all of a sudden, And then I was like, did he just shoot the... He did. He just shot the little wire there. Of course, he's captured. After all that, Thea approaches Roy and's like, is it me? Is it me? But did... No, I'm just joking. She didn't say that. But she pretty much questions Roy and asks about the back. And do you think Thea is that stupid that he just had the adrenaline pumping and he was able to stop this light fixture from falling on his back and then he healed like Wolverine? Do you think that she's... Do you really think
she's
that...
She's on to him.
Is she?
I think she will. Yeah, she suspects something's not right with him.
Yeah, just the look that she constantly gives him every time something happens like that. Like, you could
and
tell.
And then she saw his arm that had totally healed.
Right.
And that would not have healed that quick.
Because Wicked, in the past, you've said that, of course, we've got Red Arrow, and then the Teen Titans, and then we have Thea, which we don't know if she's going to be something, but with her attitude, she seems like she's going to be the leader of the Teen Titans, if that's what the direction they're going.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. They keep that direction, and she's trying to take charge in the last couple of episodes, so...
Yeah, Wicked's been saying that for a while now, that the Teen Titans, and so she seems to have the attitude, but of course she doesn't have the ability to fight yet, but if she's Malcolm's daughter, because we're hoping that Malcolm can get her and train her, and to... I don't know.
I think she finds out who her father is down the track.
So do you think that she embraces that, do you think? Do you think she's like, why did y'all lie to me? Or do you think she's going to be like, Mom, screw you, I'm going with my dad, and he's going to teach me the ways of...
Well, I think she's going to be hurt and upset in the very beginning.
Right.
Whichever way it goes.
Right.
We don't know yet. But if it was me finding out Malcolm's my father, I wouldn't like it.
And so you would stay with your mom, or you just kind of like...
Well, I'd be upset with both of them. Because she's never trusted her mum with the relationship affair that she had with Malcolm.
Right.
So she's not going to be happy either way. And she's her own person at the moment. She'll do what she wants.
So do you think she's going to learn from Malcolm how to fight?
She could.
What do you think, Wicked?
Depending on the circumstances and how things turn out with Roy.
Interesting. I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see if we're going to keep
the 30 days.
Thea around or not. So what else happens? And then, of course, Diggs is okay with that shoulder wound, and Oliver tells him to go home in the lab, and, of course, Oliver finally apologizes to Felicity, which was well-deserved.
Yes.
He needed to do that, and they have that moment, and they're talking, and they're talking about Barry, and they're getting closer, and now, the part, do you think Wicked, well, you and I have kind of watched it, and we kind of discussed it a little bit, but do you think, Anna, that Felicity for one moment thought that he was going to tell her something like, I like you?
Not yet. Too soon.
Okay, now...
Just apologized.
So?
Yeah, but it just...
That happens... Hey.
It didn't come through properly because he was talking more about Barry.
Right.
How you go to him. He was relinquishing her to go to him, even though as much as he wanted, he would have liked her to stay.
I guess I could see that.
The more honorable thing.
See, but see, you're Australian. See, here in America,
that's
guys do that all the time. They cheat on their girlfriends, and they're like, I'm sorry. It'll never happen again. I love you. I love you, too. Let's get married. And then they're together.
I'm sure that happens here, too.
So, all right. Well, yeah, because watching Felicity's facial expressions, it seemed like she thought something was going to happen. Even the part where when Oliver's admitting, you know, he relies on her and all that stuff, there's a part where she says, does that mean I have a shot? And then she pauses for a second or two, and then she goes, at employee of the month. I think she was throwing that at him like,
yeah,
I have a shot to be your girlfriend. Can I
true,
be the one?
True. Mm-hmm.
So
but
he's
not ready to admit anything yet.
I think he wants to. It seemed like he did.
He doesn't know what he wants.
Nope.
He has no idea what he wants. And he's been the best he can. He said, go off to Barry. So,
which is going to make her go up to Barry? Or is it going to go, he really doesn't mean that. I'm going to be with him. It's just so... the way he's acting towards her and going, you know what? It's obvious they know that they like each other. I mean, it is.
They do. They know that. But Oliver can't commit to anything at the moment. He doesn't want to show his feelings to her.
So is that fair to Barry? She goes to Barry and then...
Barry knows.
Yeah, Barry knows that.
He has feelings for Oliver.
This is getting very confusing.
It's very tense. It is.
It is.
Yeah. So,
I know. That's why Wicked thinks...
And that's why it's keeping us going each episode. What will happen? Because they're not going to put them together straight away.
So let me ask you a question. As a girl, are you more like holding on to the series right now, this moment, to see what happens with them? Or are you, you know... Because I know looking at Wicked, I know Wicked's not like... I watch Arrow because I want to know if Oliver and Felicity are going to get together. No, he wants to see...
I'm not watching it for that.
So you're, but is that one of your...
It is something I'm wanting to see how it goes.
Right.
But also I like watching the show for itself as Arrow.
Got it.
And watching the bad dudes and the action.
Okay.
The stunts.
You're a cool girl. We thought you were going to be like, well, I want to see him fall in love.
No, there's lots of other shows you can do that. No, I'm watching it for all things.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. And then
in the beginning, Felicity wasn't in it, and we still had all the action.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Then when she came in, I remember when she came in, I was like, Wicked, this chick's hot.
But she did turn the show around when she did come in.
Yeah,
I think she did. I think she definitely added. Diggs, I really thought he was going to be a big part of it. I don't know what his deal is.
Yeah, he needs to be a bit more stronger. They need to do something there.
Yeah, because if not, he needs to just go back to driving Oliver everywhere. I'm just saying. But in that scene, you notice, and I even showed Wicked, because Wicked didn't notice it when he first watched it, and I stopped and I was like, dude, you see that look? She closed her eyes, and Wicked's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, watch. And I rewound it when she's talking, and she's like, yeah, well, he's probably da-da-da-da, and then Oliver says, yeah, well, he's probably dreaming you. And then while she's talking, he touches her shoulder, her left shoulder.
Because she's rambling on as usual, and his touch to her just brought her out of that.
Did you see how she closed her eyes? She thought she was going to get a kiss.
Yeah. But I know. But just that physical touch, it was just something that she hadn't encountered before. Tender moment.
I really thought like it was going to be one of those moments like, shut up and kiss me. Like, that's what she was expecting.
But then he turned around and said, go off to Barry.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you hit it, Wicked. It's exactly what you said. I think it was definitely the part where it was, I think she expected it. She definitely expected it. So, I don't know. I guess we'll... but yeah, as soon as she closed her eyes, I was like, Wicked, look. She thought something was going to happen. So, you know, it sucks because I really think she... I just want Felicity to get that one kiss and then be done with it.
She'll get it eventually.
Now, let me ask you a question, Anna. Since you're joining us, do you think Barry is a good fit for Felicity?
Yes, because they have a lot in common.
So you think that will work?
Yes.
Okay.
They do have a lot in common.
Wicked, do you think she's better off with Felicity? I mean, Barry or Oliver?
Well, they
but
do
I think
say
she's better off with Oliver.
Okay,
they do say opposites attract, and them together, they'll probably just overanalyze everything, the relationship and everything.
That's true. That is true.
True.
So then, after that moment of loveliness, we get a flashback where we see Dr. Ivo calling on the walkie-talkie for the miracle drug, and pretty much Oliver is on the walkie-talkie listening, and he tells Sarah to go get Slade so he can listen to this. And basically, Dr. Ivo is telling him in this flashback, you know, give me the drugs. I can put you on a boat to China or Beijing, wherever. I just want the drugs. If not, I'm going to send my men to go in there and kill. My main thing for you guys, I got a question for you. When Sarah comes back and says, Ollie, Slade is gone, and he took the miracle look a drug, why would you leave a chemically unbalanced dude with the drugs or by himself?
My whole thing is that I feel like that was just a setup. I still don't trust her
now. Yeah, he doesn't trust Sarah at all. He thinks Sarah's working.
I feel like she probably trapped him and then went back to Ollie and was just like telling him that. That way he can go get where the real location of the drug is at.
Right.
But I don't know.
What do you think, Anna? Do you think it's all been? I mean, Wicked's been saying it for the longest time that that Sarah is evil and she's been working, got caught on purpose. And left them on purpose and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I haven't thought of it that way, but yeah, she could be because she does go off to get trained. She's not fully trained yet.
Right.
So she has to go off and get trained. So something has to happen for her to go off and do that.
Right.
So, yeah, she could be still working for Ivo.
That's what Wicked's been saying that for the longest time, that he doesn't that he doesn't trust. She's up to something. So
she could be, yes.
But we do see that, I mean, this is a flashback, so we do see later on, I mean, past episodes where she does come back, and she is pretty much kind of like on his side a little bit. So it's kind of weird where that happens, so I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens with that. I don't know. Once that happens, we get into Laurel's visiting the auntie, so-called crazy woman in the hospital, who's not so crazy, we find out, who happens to be named Mia. And Laurel is talking to this lady, Mia, about Sebastian Blood, where all of a sudden Sebastian Blood is being called the devil, a very bad, bad person. And we find out that this chick is not an aunt. She's actually Sebastian Blood's real mom. And then Laurel puts it together that, holy crap balls, this is the mom. Sebastian put him in here, and then she's telling him, don't trust. And that's where we see, while that's going on, we see Arrow and Sebastian shake hands because they're going to bring the city together and they're going to fix it. And all hell breaks loose, I'm assuming, in next week's episode. So I don't know. What do you think about? Do you think we're going to see more of this crazy mom? Do you think they're going to get her out of the hospital or what?
No, I think she'll stay there.
You think she'll stay?
Yeah.
And then, Wick, what do you think? You think we'll see more, or what else? Anna, were you saying something?
I think she'll stay there, but Laurel's got more ammunition now to go after Blood.
Right.
So, and I know she goes in next week's episode to Arrow for help.
Right. Wicked, do you think we'll see more of Mia, or do you think she's going to be stuck in the hospital? You would think that Laurel would want to get her out. She's been put in there wrongfully.
I think she's going to stay in there. That's just going to cause more problems. Like her taking her out, like then it's going to raise suspicions. Then she's really going to know that, I mean, Sebastian's really going to know what she's up to.
Right. All right. Well, I guess that's it for this episode. Of course, the episode was called Blast Radius, and that is going to be it for today's show. Of course, we'll be back next week for the next episode of Arrow. And any last comments, any last thoughts? So, Anna, what do you think is going to happen next episode?
Laurel's going to go to the Arrow for assistance to help.
Right.
So we can find out more about Blood. And I think we'll see more of Roy. He's going to get his powers and strengths. And we'll have to see where that goes.
Right. That's I know Wicked's looking. He's got a face on. He's excited for Roy. You're waiting for Roy, aren't you? What do you think is going to happen next episode, Wicked? What do you want to see?
I just want him to pick up a car and throw it. And then I'll be happy. They could have just done that last episode. I'd be like, this is awesome.
You probably would have. For me, I agree. I think next episode is going to be dope. I did see at the end of this episode, I don't know if you saw the little commercial for next week. It almost looks like Deathstroke, but it looks some guy with a hockey mask and arrows, so he looks badass, and I'm excited. Yeah. I like the supervillains, and I want to see some fighting. That's what I'm waiting for.
Well, people online were saying that that's the Teen Titan Deathstroke. Like, that's the way he looked.
That's what he looks like for the Teen Titans are coming around.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so don't forget, people, if you want to know more about the show, every episode that has been done, you can go to thevro.com and check out Anna's reviews and recaps. She does Arrow and The Tomorrow People, so if you're a fan of that, let your people know. If you have friends that are fans of this, share it, thevro.com. Check it out there. And then, of course, Variety Radio online on blogtalkradio.com. If you go there, you can see some of the past shows for Arrow, including everything else, The Walking Dead, The Originals, The Vampire Diaries, tons of stuff there. And also here on blogtalkradio.com/iWatchMike, we have different shows. We also just started a new show called True Detective on HBO that stars Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. So that's on there as well. So big shout-outs to everybody that has been listening and supporting and sharing. Anna, it is great having you finally here all the way from Sydney, Australia.
Thank you for having me. It's been great to be on board.
Sorry that you have to get up so early, but you'll get used to it.
Yeah, I will.
Don't forget, people, if you want to follow, you want to follow Anna on Twitter, check her out on Twitter at Traveler15. Travel and then LER15 all together, and you can see all her tweets and all that good stuff. And don't forget, thevro.com. Go check out her her columns that she writes. DJ Wicket, how can people get in touch with you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DJWKD23.
Cool. And me, check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. And before we go, we will leave you with this last coming up next week clip right here on Arrow on the CW.
Sebastian Blood is dangerous. And you are the only person in the city who can stop him.
Laurel Lance is our problem. Fix it for me. Hello there. I'll get her home.
You're one sick son of a...
I will put you down.
Arrow, all new. This Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on the CW.